WFHR. Terry, we appreciate you. You have a great day.
You too.
Well, you have a good one out there, everybody. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. The Israeli military says it's launching hundreds of strikes a day on Hamas targets in Gaza. Doctors Without Borders' Avril Benoit tells CBS.
The hospitals, one by one, are closing because they just can't function. The whole other layer to this is that they don't have electricity on a sustained level.
A vote's expected on the full House floor today on Republicans' fourth House Speaker nominee, Mike Johnson of Louisiana. CBS's Scott McFarland's on Capitol Hill.
It's still an uphill fight for Mike Johnson to win. He needs 217 votes in a House Republican conference that has a lot of bad blood over the past few weeks.
They're bracing for the first winter storm of the season in parts of the Northwest. Ted Jones with Montana's Department of Transportation.
Looking at getting snow plows mounted, ready to go. We got sand piles stocked and ready to go. Just trying to get the people in place to put in that equipment and get them out on the roads.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State Attorney General Josh Call is joining a federal lawsuit to sue the social media company Meta. Call joins attorneys general from 42 other states in the lawsuit. The coalition alleges that Meta knowingly designed and launched addictive features on Instagram and Facebook. They say that the social media platforms help fuel a youth mental health crisis across the nation. The coalition says they are also investigating the social media app TikTok for similar reasons. A joint committee of the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate held a hearing on a number of amendments to the state constitution Tuesday that cover voting. One of them would add a voter photo ID requirement to the document. Most voters already have to show a photo ID to vote in Wisconsin. Another proposed amendment would ban the use of private money or equipment to administer elections. Two of the amendments, if passed by the legislature, would go before voters during next year's elections. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, October 25th. The North Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission will meet at 11 a.m. at the WASA Incubator, Entrepreneurial and Education Center, Large Meeting Room. This meeting is open to the public. Lunch will be provided following the meeting. The Housing Authority of the City of Wisconsin Rapids will hold its regular monthly meeting at 1:30 in the community room of the Huntington House Apartments. In Portage County, the Public Safety Emergency Management Committee will meet at 8 a.m. in the LEC Training Room. The Solid Waste Management Board will meet at 4 at the Portage County Annex in Conference Room 5. In Adams County, the City Policy and Procedure Committee will meet at 5 p.m. at the City Municipal Building. Among other agenda items, they will be discussing and hearing recommendations regarding operation ordinances for snowmobiles, all-terrain vehicles, and off-road motor vehicles. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta potty frighten you? Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
The Badgers women's volleyball team wins again. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night in Madison, the Badgers women's volleyball team beat Ohio State in three straight sets. Wisconsin remains undefeated, 18-0, ranked number one in the Big Ten. They've now won in 30 consecutive sets. Up next, their toughest opponent yet, number two ranked Nebraska. College football, the Badgers with a road game Saturday against head coach Brett Bielema and the Fighting Illini in Champaign. Braden Locke will start at quarterback for Wisconsin, in for the injured Tanner Mordecai. NFL. The Packers had a long practice outdoors getting ready for Sunday's game in Denver.
That's just this league, and you got to prepare to be your best each and every week. And I know Denver's a very tough place to play, so we have to have a great week of preparation.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Once again, running back Aaron Jones is expected to play. He's been dealing with a hamstring injury, suffered week one against the Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
63 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, 54. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Radio station. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 W.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Here's Representative Troy Neals from Texas. We're a broken conference. Representative Tom Emmer said if it were a family, quote, we'd be the most dysfunctional family on the face of the planet. Here's Representative Austin Scott, who ran briefly for speaker in the speakership sweepstakes taking place right now. It makes us look like a bunch of idiots. And Representative Mark Alford from Michigan, another Republican, we are a ship that doesn't have a rudder right now. So it would be great if we could actually get a Speaker of the House and a functioning House of Representatives so we could deal with these issues.
Mm. And we go live to the floor right now. Oh, they are fixing the plumbing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems to be going well. Who would like some fun facts about Representative Mike Johnson?
Okay.
He says women have abortions after a baby is born. Trump won the 2020 election. January 6th was a legitimate protest. COVID was a hoax. Vaccines are dangerous. Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. Cut Medicare and climate change is a hoax.
Okay.
That guy.
Abortions after birth?
Yes, yes. That's the right wing talking.
That's murder.
Mm-hmm. That's murder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's illegal. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's talk to our friend.
Who do you think you're talking?
Uh-oh. No. The other
guy. Coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos El Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has the same cup of coffee at home.
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos El Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
Handpicked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Hola! Buenos dias! I was just looking at that press conference with angry grandma. Like you had two
Virginia
grandmas,
Fox. Yeah.
Like 70 years apart in grandma age. And then Stepanek. It looked like the witches of Eastwick. Like,
where's our devil friend? Shit!
Who? You're actually in the House of Representatives or whatever that thing is.
Yes.
Going, shut up! You're representing this country and constituents? That's your answer to a legitimate question? No! Boo!
Boo!
Shut up! Princess Buttercup, you should have married the other guy! Boo!
Oh, now I owe Rob Reiner more.
Embarrassing!
Yeah.
Who votes Republican? Who are these people?
Okay. You also said if this were Squid Games, Trump would be the dude at the head of the tug rope being dragged into the chasm, and the GOP would be the dolts bound in the end following him to their death.
Yeah. Right
hashtag
over the
cowards.
Edge.
Cowards. Just okay. I didn't watch Squid Games, but I'll take your word for it.
I don't think you'd like
There's
it.
There's a tug of rope scene where they're being dragged over the chasm and they die, and of course they're bound to the rope, and they're depending on their leader, and they chose that guy.
Mm. Oh,
God, the fealty is amazing,
Mark
Meadows.
They are such spineless treason weasels. Well, Mark Meadows, it's Exhibit A. What you say privately and what, you know, or what you say under oath to Jack Smith, or and what you say publicly in your stupid book or whatever. Same thing with these Republicans when they have the, you know, vote where no one knows how you voted and the vote in the open. I mean, they're just spineless treason weasels, all of them.
Probably all threatened with violence, no doubt. This is how it's working. We're going to kill your family if you don't do what we say.
Yeah.
That's probably the part we're not hearing.
Well, that's what Mitt Romney said, right? He said a lot of them privately, of course, told him, oh, they wanted to vote this way or that way on, you know, the impeachment or whatever. And they said, I'm afraid that I myself or my family is going to be killed. I mean, that's exactly where we are. Yeah.
That's how dictators rule.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and also just the lies. Do people still really have to fact check Donald Trump? Because can't we just go off everything he says is a lie? This poor Daniel Dale. Oh,
well,
God.
Yeah. He signed up for it, though.
This is just in one speech. Trump made numerous false claims in a campaign speech in New Hampshire.
Our healthcare workers were doing, trying to keep us alive during a global pandemic. And now we are abusing our healthcare workers.
I know this is going to sound really crass, but I'm not surprised. It feels that we do this. Like, I mean, even when we look at the pandemic, we were so together in the lockdown for like 2-3 weeks. And then people were like, I want my hair cut. Like, it just changes. We can't stay united on some things. But then we say like, oh, they're heroes. Well, if they're heroes, then why are we abusing them?
Yes. Exactly. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Do you work in the healthcare field? Do you know someone who works in the healthcare field? Maybe you have left the healthcare field because you just can't deal with this anymore. We know there are staffing issues. We know that our hospitals are understaffed. Our nursing homes are understaffed. Gee, we're abusing the people who work at these places. Why would they be understaffed? You're telling me people don't want to get into the healthcare industry now? With that they have to deal with this? This is a widespread problem. Burnout in the healthcare industry, again, according to this article from CBS News. Even before the pandemic, burnout was a big problem. We have an unprecedented shortage of nurses. We actually, as a country, need more than 200,000 new registered nurses every year until 2030 in order to meet the demand for nurses. 844-967-2789. Karina is on the line from Milwaukee. Good morning, Karina.
Good morning. I'm glad you're talking about it because it always existed, okay? It's always existed because for some reason, people take medical staff as a service, okay? This is not a service. It's actually a life-saving abilities those people have to help you. Now, after COVID and before, it's getting real for people to see what they never seen before. Healthcare workers are stretched thin.
Yeah.
What's happened, how I explain it to myself, because I have to, as administrator, come out on the floor and protect my workers from patients who's obnoxious and really not behaving appropriately. So, and all that is healthcare system. People are tired of this system. People are tired of huge money they pay and they don't receive the services they received at 5-6 years ago.
Right.
And all of it as comes out into the face of a people who trying to line them up due to rules and regulations what pushed on us by CMS. And that pushed by all the commercial system. So we're talking about, for example, Medicare patients, right? They are getting less and less services. There's more rejections. And unfortunately, until people understand that going for insurance and paying for your insurance is not reasonable today, because insurance makes money on denying your benefits.
Absolutely.
So why would you go? Why would you go? Because, look, everybody's saying, oh, I pay the premium. I pay the deductible. This is what it is. No, it is not. Because you pay the premium to insurance, it just covers up the administration, maybe, okay? So you pay the deductible, it goes to the doctor. What insurance can possibly save money for themselves and make money is to not allow you to do MRI versus X-ray. Not give you a correct medication with a brand name, but something else, because it's going to cost cheaper. Everybody, the whole thing is talking like Biden right now, negotiating with the prices, and it's nice, but it is not nice for the industry, because they cutting off reimbursements from pharmacists, not from the pharmaceutical companies. Again, we're talking about removing Medicare because it's getting to be bankrupt. Well, why wouldn't we remove high prices first?
You make some really good points, so Karina. It's a mess. Our healthcare system is a mess. There's no question. I just am concerned, especially with statistics. Like, we need 200,000 nurses a year to enter the system in order to just fill all the gaps. Thank you for calling, Karina. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call and or text. Texter from the 262. It seems like some respected professions, healthcare workers and teachers in particular, have been under assault since the pandemic began. It would be interesting to see the demographics of those who are harassing, particularly their voting habits.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know that there's any way to find that out.
No, but I mean, you can also figure out from their rhetoric what they're going to say to the people, to their faces and whatnot.
Especially if they don't want to get vaccinated. That's a pretty fair assumption. John from the Falls checking in on the text line. Good morning. My wife and I both work in the healthcare industry, and I can tell you that things have definitely gone downhill in the last 6 or 7 years. It's just another manifestation of the me first, screw you Trumpism that's been growing in this country. It didn't used to be like this. And it didn't used to be like this. Maybe the tensions and the frustrations, sure, they were there. But now we all feel like we have the right to just unload on whomever.
For whatever.
For whatever.
Yep.
Right? Self-control, people.
I mean, that's not what we're being taught now anymore. We're being taught that you can say anything with very little consequence as well. That's the biggest thing, is that there's very little consequence for actions and for words. And that's, you know, yeah, I this show could be 5 hours. I wouldn't be done talking.
Well, if you want to check in, again, you can call and or text 844-967-2789. We are talking about the number of threats and harassment that people in our healthcare industry are facing, and it's gone up considerably since 2018. Love to hear from you if you work in healthcare, if you know someone who works in healthcare. Maybe you have left healthcare because of this. We want to hear from you. Stick around. We have a little break. We'll be right back after that. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Trudy's doing DC, baby. The rest of the week I'll be there. You know, I got some big guests lined up. And you'll have to tune in for those very special guests live from Washington, D.C. this Wednesday and Thursday. Catch the broadcast starting at 4.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocate's Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Her breath doesn't smell. Her digestive system is perfect. It has made such a huge difference.
What did this dog parent do for their dog? She switched to Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food made by Dr. Marty Goldstein, a veterinarian Forbes magazine called the miracle worker. It's the easiest way to support your dog's easy digestion.
Began my love affair with water.
Good morning. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Mattner in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and you at 844-967-2789. Reminder to stick around. Kristen Bry will be joining us coming up around 10:33, and then we'll get another look at hopefully Frankie Lou is in a good mood today, and we can get a look at the baby as well. We've just been talking in this first segment, a new report out from CBS News talking about the increasing amount of harassment that our healthcare workers are experiencing. From 2018, it was 6.4% of those who said they had run into that, up to 13.4% in 2022. And we're taking your calls and your texts about your experiences with the healthcare industry, especially if you work in that industry or you have left that industry. Maybe you're considering going into the healthcare field. Bravo on you. 844-967-2789. Texture from the 715. I'm 50 and I will be quite ticked off if I don't get Medicare, Social Security, and all the benefits I've been paying into since I was 15, let alone my 17, 19, 21, 24, and 27-year-old children who are also paying out of their paychecks. Yeah. I don't know enough about how Social Security works to really get into what the solvency issues, the insolvency issues, but it does seem kind of important for all of us who have been paying into this system for decades and decades that we should be able to access those benefits. I really resent when they refer to Social Security as an entitlement, like that's a bad thing.
That's something that I don't know who is to blame for that, but the rebranding it as like an entitlement as if I haven't been spending my entire life working.
Exactly.
It's sort of, you know, when I worked on the Obama election in 2008, they set up for us when you're done with the election, you're done working. And what they did was, as the company we worked for, they set up our unemployment insurance. So to make sure that there was no problem.
Right.
And it took me like 3-4 months to finally do it because I was like, I don't want to do it. I feel like I don't want to take unemployment. I'm like, my mom goes, you've paid into this. This is your money. This was set up. Don't look at it as if you are some sort of like
low life.
You've paid into this. This is your money. And that's when I changed my mind on all these things. Like, no, yes, you're right. Like Social Security, I've been paying into that since I was 12.
Wow.
That's when I got my first job.
Wow.
So you better have my money, government. You better have my money.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, talking about our healthcare system and the increasing harassment that our healthcare workers are facing. Texter from the 541, the population is increasing, so we need more nurses than last year anyway. Add in harassment, the lack of respect by patients and management. It's hard to keep people who are already in the profession. The nurses charged in Vanderbilt earlier this year had a sizable effect on the profession across the country, feeling like staff does not have the support of their management. That's got to be awful.
Yeah. Because now it feels like those places are just being run like total businesses and corporations.
And they are.
I mean, they're not. Healthcare seems second, a byproduct of what they do. It's about the money they make for their shareholders. Because, and I brought this question up, and I don't think anyone's been able to. No, I think the answer's always been no, which is there such thing as a county hospital where you just, you know, like, I don't have insurance. You got to go to county. I need it. Like, no, they're all privately owned hospitals that are conglomerates, that are multi-billion-dollar organizations.
And yet at the same time, because I was in a hospital in Milwaukee over the last couple of months.
Yeah.
And yet there are plaques in the elevators that were donated because apparently these major hospitals can't afford to pay for their own elevators. I don't understand
that. I'll never understand it. And that sort of behavior and that sort of the paperwork and all the I am one of the millions of Americans who just doesn't go to the doctor because I don't want to deal with all of the paperwork and money, because like I want to go and get a checkup. All right, cool, that's $1,200. I don't know. It just, I'm like, I'll let my foot hurt.
Yeah, and that's not good.
Yeah, it's not at all. I admit that.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Anti-harassment mentality from the 541, like denying service to patients who are acting out like a Karen, could help to put people back in their place. Again, I think you are setting up some of the healthcare workers then to really have people really go after them.
Yeah.
If they're going to have to be the ones who are policing people's behavior.
I mean, I've seen people lose their mind in a bagel shop. I can't imagine what they're going to do in a hospital.
Because the schmear wasn't schmeary enough?
Or they were out of the schmear.
They were out of the correct schmear.
And look, I learned my lesson. I won't act like that again. But I want.
Good. You've learned your lesson, Greg Bach.
Maybe.
That is not acceptable behavior.
No.
Let's just all agree, my friends. We're adults. Can we, I don't know, behave like adults? Behave better than our children behave so we can, I don't know, set an example for our children. It's just a thought.
It's for the children.
Oh, I know it's wacky, but I know we can do it. I firmly, okay, not so firm.
Do you believe in us,
Greg Bach? I do.
I'm really loving this. I love this Jane Mantineer we're getting right now. It's just inspiration.
Full of hope.
With a little bit of, I'm not sure.
A little cynicism just to balance things out. All right. Yeah. We have the bottom of the hour news coming up. Stick around for that. When we come back, the one, the only, the creator of this program, As Goes Wisconsin.
I thought you were going to say the creator of Frankie.
Well, that too.
She is. Nothing.
Along with Mike.
Yes.
Kristen Bry will be with us when we return. I hope you will stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. You're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The State Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission is taking action against a Rhinelander car dealership. They allege that both current and former owners of the Rhinelander Auto Center charged hundreds or even thousands of dollars of illegal junk fees. They also say the dealership discriminated against Native American customers by charging them even higher fees. They want the dealership to immediately stop charging the junk fees and return $1 million to customers as refunds. The head of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is quitting less than a year after taking the job. Acting Secretary Adam Payne lists a number of family-related reasons in a letter he sent to Governor Evers on Friday. Payne is stepping down after the state Senate fired four of Evers' appointees to the DNR's policy board last week. Senators never took up Payne's own appointment in January. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A car dealer in northern Wisconsin discriminates against American Indian customers. Brittany Merlot has the story.
The Rhinelander Auto Group settles a $1.1 million discrimination lawsuit against American Indian customers. The FTC and the Wisconsin DOJ say that they regularly charged many of their customers junk fees for add-on products or services without their consent. In total, American Indians paid on average approximately $1,300 more for add-ons and credit transactions than non-Latino white customers since 2016. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said the companies must not be permitted to engage in discriminatory practices or improperly charge customers for add-on products or services. The Rhinelander Auto Group stated in part, "We reject that our people, many of whom are long-term members of the local community, would engage in the practices alleged. Provide $1.1 million to be used for refunds to consumers."
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers women's volleyball team wins again. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night in Madison, the Badgers women's volleyball team beat Ohio State in three straight sets. Wisconsin remains undefeated, 18-0, ranked number one in the Big Ten. They've now won in 30 consecutive sets. Up next, their toughest opponent yet, number two ranked Nebraska. College football, the Badgers with a road game Saturday against head coach Brett Bielema and the Fighting Illini in Champaign. Braden Locke will start at quarterback for Wisconsin, in for the injured Tanner Mordecai. NFL, the Packers had a long practice outdoors getting ready for Sunday's game in Denver.
That's just this league, and you got to prepare to be your best each and every week. And I know Denver's a very tough place to play, so we have to have a great week of preparation.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. Once again, running back Aaron Jones is expected to play. He's been dealing with a hamstring injury, suffered week one against the Bears. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
63 this afternoon, under cloudy skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, 54.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
FeedingAmerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1.
goes. Wisconsin 10:34. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bride. Greg Buck is on the board. And Mom is here. Kristen Bride joining us. You can see her live on StreamYard. Watch the stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm tired, but that's, you know, that's the standard these days.
She's a month tomorrow.
She's a month tomorrow.
Unreal. It is. Yeah, I find it
it's
unreal.
It's funny because she's definitely gotten, she's certainly gotten bigger. She's over 8 pounds now.
Wow.
And, but she, you know, everyone who meets her for the first time still is like, oh my God, she's so itty bitty. And I'm like, God, you got heavier.
So she's gained back weight and she's putting on weight, which is good.
Oh yeah. I mean, she was born at 6 pounds, 13 ounces. And I would say last Friday, we saw a lactation consultant and she measured, or she weighed her and she was 8 pounds, 2 ounces. So I think by her month appointment on Tuesday, she might be like 8 and a half.
That's
maybe
great.
Maybe closer to 9. So she's certainly growing.
Does it feel like this is happening just as you're watching her? Like you can feel her, you can see her actually getting longer and a little more solid?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, I certainly, she's certainly, I'm not joking when I said like, oh, she just feels like she's not heavy. Like I'm not that out of shape, but she, I can feel that she is like more solid than a month ago. And she's certainly like every day she's awake a little bit more than the week, like, and then the day before or the week before, for better or for worse, as far as, there's definitely, there's the last week, there's a fussier Frankie than there was the first, let's say 2 weeks.
Yeah. It's easier when they're unconscious, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, but it, unfortunately, it's usually her dad who gets screaming Frankie. And I don't know if that's just because of time of day of when he is taking her and if his mom just has the magical touch. I have to sit upstairs because I go to sleep earlier and I let him do kind of like the last shift. And our house is lofted. And so where I'm sleeping, I can just hear her. And I'm like, last night I called out, I was like, you want help? And he goes, no. And I was like, okay.
I've got this.
You got to figure it out.
It's got to be so exciting. And you look terrific. I'm sure you're tired. Yet, you know, you're up, still up every couple hours to feed her. But you look great.
Oh, thanks.
You do.
I feel pretty good. I think I still maintain that we're really lucky. She slept for 4 hours in a row last night, which I think at 4 weeks is not unheard of, but I think fortunate.
Yeah.
And so hopefully she'll continue to be a good sleeper. And but it's just more of, it goes back to, I think what I said the first week I was back, of just like the bored busyness of a day, where, especially because the last 2 days Mike was out of the house, so I was just home alone with her all day. And it's like, I got nothing done. And yet all of a sudden I look up and it's 4 o'clock. And just the weirdness of what, like how time is not real in how much time it takes to do everything with her.
Sure.
And when she's nursing or when she's sleeping on you, like you can't really do anything else. So, like the amount of Modern Family and social media I've consumed is probably an unhealthy amount.
There's no such thing as an unhealthy amount of Modern Family.
That's true. That show holds up.
Yeah.
I will say that. The only thing that's really interesting about that show going back and watching it is, and I think they did get critiques of this while the show was still on, but it started in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
I think it went to what, like 2016, 2017?
I think it was 11 seasons. It went for 11 seasons.
It was 11 seasons. Okay,
it went off the air in 2020 before the pandemic.
So what is so interesting to go back and look at now is, I think until, and I'm not there yet in the seasons, but I think until Cam and Mitchell get married, they never kiss.
No.
And so there was, so like, even though like we were, you think about it, 2009, early 2010s, like things were clipping along as far as the, like everyone's comfortability with gay people on TV. But while there's storylines with Claire and Phil of like their sex life, there's storylines with Gloria and Jay and their sex life. But like Cam and Mitchell, like never kiss.
Yeah.
And it's so funny to like, just in 10 years, how now there's shows like on the revamp of Gossip Girl. There was like polyamorous, like everything. Like everything was very raunchy. And so it's like, oh, we've come away.
And yeah.
It was a simpler time. It was a more innocent time.
Absolutely.
Well, you had sent us an article, Kristen, that we're going to kick around now for the next half an hour. Apple Plus TV has canceled Jon Stewart's show, The Problem with Jon Stewart, which makes me very sad.
Makes me very sad, too.
But here's my question, because it makes me sad, too. But how many episodes of their two seasons did either of you watch on Apple TV?
All of them.
You did watch all of them.
I've watched every multiple times.
So I have not watched all of them. I have definitely enjoyed the clips of them, but it was one of those things where it's like, oh, I'll get to it. And I have not necessarily gone back and watched them, which is a large part of the article that we've pulled, is how many people were actually watching the show, despite all of us recognizing how unbelievably talented and important the work that Jon Stewart does.
But you make a really good point, Kristen. It was via clips. It was via clips that you'd see on Twitter when he was either interviewing someone about transgender healthcare or guns, or those are the clips that would go viral instead of people actually tuning in to watch the show. And I'm embarrassed to admit it, but of the two seasons, I only watched two complete episodes.
Yeah. I think I probably watched six.
Well, the same thing happened with the HBO show Winning Time, which was about the Lakers, the Magic Johnson era Lakers. It just got canceled abruptly in its second season, and people were like, what's going on? And HBO was like, y'all weren't watching it. You were talking about how great it was, but you guys weren't watching it in the numbers that it needs to survive. And I'm wondering if shows like Last Week Tonight and Colbert and Jon Stewart, you know, do networks take into consideration hits on YouTube? Because, I mean, you go on YouTube, you can see the entire John Oliver, deep dive. Not the whole show, just the deep dive. And that's, 25 minutes long. So I'm wondering if they're like, well, this clip got 10 million views, so we want to keep this show on the air because people are watching the clips and we're making revenue off of the clips versus the actual TV show itself.
But I think that what's interesting is specifically with Apple, and I feel like we've talked about this before with when Matt Miller's come on during the talking about the strikes, and now obviously WGA has come to an agreement. SAG is still working on their agreement. But in the model of Amazon and Apple specifically, whose main revenue as a company is not the content it produces, right? It's not even close as far as what these companies make their money on. Doing movies and TV shows for Amazon and Apple is like
a hobby,
a playground, right? They're like, sure, we'll do this.
Let's put on a show.
Cloud services for Amazon and hardware for Apple will always be their bread and butter.
Yeah.
And so specifically what the article says about Jon Stewart, which I think it's a bigger esoteric question, I think, for any of us as far as who pays the bills, is one, there was the side that Jon Stewart's show, it was only getting marginal reviews, but what he wanted to make his next season about was China.
Yep.
And other stories he wanted to do a deep dive in was not in the monetary interest of Apple. And so they split ways.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Greg.
I was going to say, did they say how much, I can't remember if they say how much an episode or a season cost them to make? Because I can't imagine it's a lot. It's a small staff. It's that kind of show. Because Apple is worth $2.7 trillion.
Yeah.
So that show is a drop in a drop in a drop in a drop of a bucket. So
they didn't say they didn't say how much the show cost to make. They did in the article do a hypothesis as far as if this show were to get this many viewers and this many people to sign up for Apple TV Plus just to watch this show that's only on three-month seasons, they would make, I think it was somewhere around $21 million, which that is a 0.005% of what they make from their products, especially selling to and making products in China.
Yeah.
And so I just thought that was interesting as far as the value I think so much of us put on people who are to use a really cheesy term, truth seekers and truth tellers, which I think Jon Stewart is through and through. Right. But what platform is he allowed to do that on beyond? I hate to make the comparison, but does he pull a Tucker Carlson and just do stuff online? Because that is where he can do whatever he wants. He just needs the budget to be able to get the people that he wants to interview, et cetera. Because like, I hope this isn't the end of him doing stuff. It's just where, who can palate, like who has the palate, like the appetite to host what he's doing.
I think it has to be like honestly a podcast network that just gives him the autonomy. Cause I can't think of.
No corporation is going to let him go forth and do anything that he wants to.
Because Disney owns so much in the realm of TV as far as streaming and network and you got, Apple and Amazon. I think the only place he can go, which wouldn't be as good because he needs an audience in that room to react to the jokes.
Yeah.
And so I don't know where else he could go. I mean,
if John Oliver wasn't HBO? Already on HBO, HBO lets John Oliver do whatever he wants. Like the amount that he roasts AT&T and like the parent company,
Business Daddy.
He literally does his carte blanche.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It is amazing what they let him get away with.
He's coming to town on Sunday.
Oh, John Oliver's going to be in town.
He was going to be here last month, but then his show got restarted. So they pushed it back a month. So this Sunday. So I'm like, I got to go to something, but I might kick out early to go see that show because he is an important person for me and I want to see him do stand up.
That's awesome.
I think he's going to be amazing.
Oh, he's so funny.
He and Jon Stewart and as you said, Stephen Colbert and all those guys are kind of male yous, Kristen. As far as
Jon
Stewart,
Jon
Stewart is
slightly.
Totally the man version of Kristen Bride.
But as far as how you deliver information and how you try and break things down and make it chewable and digestible with and also using humor, and it's critically important, and it's even more important now than it's ever been.
Yeah, I want to go listen to it. There's a new podcast from the Crooked Media family. Jon Favreau and Luke Mathers is actually the one who told me to go listen to this, but Greg, you'd probably appreciate this as well. But it's like an entire episode talking about how news has changed and how comedy has changed and how comedy has changed news. And I think it's Offline is the name of the show and it's the most recent episode. And so I'm going to listen to that and maybe we can talk about that next week.
But
I think that like the blurriness is, and just like, I argue that this is still a good way to introduce and digest information, and it's also led to so much more opinion masquerading as news.
Yeah.
Versus and like our like the general population's decreasing ability to tell the difference between the two of like what is objective and what is subjective.
Yeah.
Well, another thing too, you bring that up is I think it also has changed. Well, when people try to stand on stage and be funny, it is just spouting a few lines of opinion in a timbre that is trying to be funny when there's no joke there. You're just saying something you don't like. There's no joke, but you feel like, well, I'm topical or I'm political or I'm anti-woke or I'm this or that. No, you're just not funny. And I gave Jane a clip and I'm going to put it in the show notes. I want everyone to watch this we've talked about this before about conservatives just never being able to nail it when it comes to political comedy. They always seem to miss the mark completely. For their own reasons, because they're just spouting opinions without reflection or without jokes.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's very, very interesting. I'm going to miss Jon Stewart. But I like you said, Kristen, he's got to show up someplace else. I can't imagine.
Imagine he would.
Yeah.
I mean, the man retired and came back because he can't not. So.
We are going to come back. Kristen Bry is here checking in from home live on the StreamYard. Greg Bach is on the board. And I am filling in for the one and only Kristen Bry. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until
stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Well, there is something going down. Like the storm in the sky.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. 10 minutes before 11 o'clock, Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and Kristen is joining us from home on the StreamYard. You can watch us on YouTube, Twitter, and the other places.
YouTube,
Twitter, and Facebook.
And Facebook, that one, yes. The Zucker one.
Two out of three ain't bad, Jane. Two out of three ain't bad.
And you can always comment as well on the stream. We see that. You can always call in or text at 844-967-2789. Been talking about Jon Stewart saying goodbye to Apple TV+. His show has been dropped. A texter from the 262 says, I think there's a real need for truly neutral avenues for people like Jon Stewart and anyone else in the media. I can't trust Elon or Zuckerberg or any of the behemoth media producers or hosts to not interfere with free speech.
Well, I think he no one is safe, right? Like, he just sees it so clearly through a nonpartisan lens and through, like, still just like the sanity of, like, what are we doing? I mean, it wasn't on his show, but it was when he was interviewing, what was her exact title? But someone from the Pentagon.
Oh, and he was about the audit.
And just annihilated her. Like, that was embarrassing for her to have that position and have a comedian just, like, pun intended, torpedo any argument you have of why it's justified to not have any idea how much money the Pentagon is spending.
Yeah, that they can't pass an audit year after year after year after year is remarkable. And he does it with such, even when you can tell he's a little ticked off, he still does it so gently.
Well, when he interviewed that the state leader from, I think it was Missouri, regarding guns, he's angry. He's swearing in his face. And he is getting very, very upset. But at the very end of it, he's like, thank you so much for meeting with me. Thank you for talking with me. I'm surprised that nobody in the course of that show just was like, you know what? Well, I'm done here, and I'm not going to get yelled at by the Daily Show guy.
Yeah.
It's amazing that these people agreed to talk to him.
Yeah.
First and foremost, you have to wonder what kind of vetting job their staffers did before they sent their elected representatives to sit down with Jon Stewart.
I still always think about that with Better Know a District. Yeah. And when congressmen, including Gwen Moore, fell prey to getting interviewed and just shown to be, at least in the editing, who knows how much was editing and how much was things that were actually said, but just so many of these, it's like, this is who we send to DC. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. All right. Well, we're going to move on to a quick pop quiz for new mom Kristen. See how well you have been dipping in and out of the news with what's going on. Can you tell us, Kristen Bry, who is the latest nominee for Republican Speaker of the House?
This changed overnight, right?
It changes by the hour.
Like, the day ended yesterday and was Emmer's. And then I think in my, like, 3 a.m. feeding, I saw that it is now someone else. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. So if I have multiple choice, maybe I'll be able to guess.
Mike Johnson. That's his name.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was a quiz.
He's from Louisiana.
He's from Louisiana.
Okay.
He's from Louisiana. He is completely anti-abortion. He's very anti-gay. He was the author, I believe, of the amicus brief that they started in Texas to try and overturn the results of the 2020 election. So if there are people who are thinking that he is more moderate as a Republican, more moderate than Jim Jordan or Scalise or Emmer, he's not.
He calls Social Security a Ponzi scheme.
Yep.
I mean, he is.
Climate change is a hoax.
Do people think he has the votes?
They're gonna go in at noon. So they're gonna start voting at noon. And at least right now, it seems like he's got a fair amount of support. But again, if there are what are considered moderate Republicans, I don't know how you back this guy, because he certainly isn't going to get any support from Democrats.
No. No. God. All right.
All right.
What else you got for me?
All right. Next question. An off-duty airline pilot who was riding in an extra cockpit seat on a flight this week tried to do what? Was it A? Go ahead.
Didn't he try to turn off the engine?
Yes.
Yep.
Ding, ding, ding,
and
ding,
now
ding.
He's charged with like 89 counts of like attempted manslaughter or something?
Yeah. He tried to cut the engines mid-flight and then later told police he'd been struggling with depression. Joseph David Emerson, 44, facing 83 counts of attempted murder against Alaska Airlines pilots.
Oh my gosh.
He entered not guilty pleas. Federal prosecutors have charged him with interfering with a flight crew that can carry up to 20 years in prison. He told police after his arrest he'd been struggling with depression, a friend had died recently, and that he'd taken magic mushrooms about 48 hours before trying to cut the engines. He also said he hadn't slept in more than 40 hours. Now, it's been a really, really, really long time since I've had any firsthand experience with psychedelic mushrooms.
We can change that, Jane.
Wow. You heard it first here.
Once I stop nursing, you and I, we'll take a weekend.
There we go.
Oh, man, I want to come.
But from what I recall from those many, many, many years ago, the effect of psychedelic mushrooms does not last for 48 hours.
No. Unless you just keep taking them.
Well, that's just it. If you're continually ingesting them over the course of 2 days, then yes. But if the last time he took them was 48 hours ago, that seems like kind of a lame excuse. And I have a feeling this is not going to work out well for him.
No, but the reason I knew that story was, again, in my endless doom scrolling, someone commented on the pictures that they used of him were all like family photos and how like wholesome he looked. And just another like media literacy point as far as what photos get used when people who are charged with crimes make the news.
Yeah.
And as like a white middle-aged guy, like he just looks
He's
like
a family guy.
He looks like a sitcom dad.
Who does psychedelic mushrooms and tries to cut jet engines? But other than that, he's fine. It was so lovely to see you. Give Frankie a squeeze. Give Frankie a squeeze from me and from Greg.
Oh, you said that so with hesitation. She's like, I said, oh, I held the baby. She's like, whatever. Like,
fine. There's all this competition now for who gets more Frankie time,
from you.
So, yeah. Well, okay.
Well, we're here. I mean, anyone's welcome to come over. It's not like we're, like I said, we're not doing that much.
All right. Kristen Bry will be back with us next Wednesday. Thank you so much, my friend. Take care.
Bye.
Stay with us. We will be back after the break. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and you're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team,
hi there,
or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed,
miss.
Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. The UN says Gaza needs fuel for the relief operation to continue and for hospitals to keep running. Avril Benoit of the group Doctors Without Borders tells CBS Mornings,
the operating rooms are so full that at times our surgeons